Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. And the Rosary, practically speaking, is a necessary prayer for all Christians. And I say this because, first of all, it's necessary to love Our Lady, to have Marian devotion, that is, to be Marian. As Pope Paul VI said, if we want to be Christians, we must be Marian. Because what does it mean to be a Christian? It means to be a follower of Christ, to imitate our Lord. And our Lord, of course, loved his mother and honored her. And so we too need to love our mother and honor her. And so part of being Marian is praying Marian prayers. And the Marian prayer par excellence is that of the Holy Rosary, recommended by Our Lady, or rather given by Our Lady, first to St. Dominic, and then recommended many times thereafter. We think about Our Lady at her apparition at Lourdes, recommending the prayer of the Holy Rosary, and then again at Fatima. Every month that Our Lady appeared, from May through October, she asked the children, pray the Holy Rosary. And so why does Our Lady recommend this prayer? Why is this prayer, practically speaking, essential for all Christians? Because it is a compendium of the gospel, the mysteries of our salvation, which we pray on, we meditate, together with Our Lady, the mediatrix of all graces, the universal Queen and Mother. This is why it's so powerful. It was powerful enough to correct and put an end to the Albigensian heresy in the time of St. Dominic, which is why it was originally given to him. It was powerful enough to win the victory over the Turks at Lepanto. And as Sister Lucia says, there is not a problem that we cannot resolve by praying the Holy Rosary. And so we need to avail ourselves of this powerful prayer. But at the same time, we need to never fall into presumption. Although we may be consecrated to Our Lady, and although we may pray the Rosary, we still need to watch and pray and not fall into presumption, to always cling to Our Lady. Because, in fact, these times that we are living in, and they are especially difficult times, we've seen some stars fall from the heavens. That is, some high-profile clergy who really, I think, had prayed the Rosary and most likely were even consecrated to Our Lady. And so we can't get presumption or put our guard down. I mean, we have one who, thanks be to God, repented, but another one disobeys, and this other one embraces heresy. And so no one is so strong that they are secure. That is, no one is ever perfectly safe from a fall. That's what these cases ought to remind us of. Okay, everyone is capable of falling. In fact, there's a great quote from St. Louis de Montfort. He himself had this fear of falling from grace. And he says, alas, every day we see cedars of Lebanon fall into the mire, and eagles which had soared towards the sun become birds of darkness, 1,000 of the just falling to the left, and 10,000 to the right. But most powerful queen, hold me fast, lest I fall. And so we need to make this our prayer as well. Ask Our Lady to hold us fast, but also hold fast onto her. As they say, when you have the Holy Rosary in hand, it's like holding Our Lady's hand. So let's always cling to the Holy Rosary. Let's pray it every day. And Our Lady will certainly give us the graces we need for perseverance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.